This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Two gun rights groups are asking a court to block a new Colorado law banning so-called ghost guns. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
The National Association for Gun Rights and a local group, Rocky Mountain Gun Owners, filed the suit on Monday. It's the same day Colorado started requiring all guns in the state to carry a serial number. The law means people can no longer 3D print firearms or buy and assemble them from kits that don't come with trackable numbers. The lawsuit argues the ban violates the Supreme Court's new historical standard for gun laws, because in the early days of the country, many people engaged in gunsmithing for their own personal use. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Several local agencies are partnering to launch a new fire training academy, including Pikes Peak State College, Black Forest Fire Rescue, and the Monument Fire District. The inaugural course starts in mid-January, consists of mostly new hires at the Black Forest and Monument agencies. Jonathan Bradley with the Monument Fire District says it's a good opportunity for others as well.
One of the really nice benefits about this is you may have students who are unaffiliated, meaning they're not employees of a fire department, who have an opportunity to apply to be part of this and attend this academy.
Graduates can receive several certifications, including a qualification for wildland firefighting. Volunteers across Colorado are participating in the state's annual bird count. The tally, known as the Christmas Bird Count, started in mid-December and ends Friday. During that time, local groups meet to count the number of individuals and species they spot in a single day. Ted Floyd is the editor of Birding Magazine. He said anyone can join, but they should read up on it first.
There are some sort of do's and don'ts that even if you've never done this before, you still have to observe. So it's a pretty well standardized sort of protocol that over the decades really does paint a picture of bird population changes.
People who want to participate can Google Christmas bird count for local events. In Denver, sunny today, highs in the 40s, a chance for snow tomorrow. This is CPR News.